The Bible said, forget not all the benefits of this policy. Now, while you've got this assurance, you've got a benefit, too. David cried, and forget not all his benefits. What are they, David? Who forgiveth all of thine iniquity, who healeth all of thy diseases. What a beautiful reading we have here under consideration. Let's dig into it just for a minute. God, when man was made and put here on earth, we find out that he was made not to sin, he was made a perfect man. Sin's what caused the fall. And now he's in a twofold aspect. He is one, he is spirit. Next, he's material. One, he's heavenly, a son of God. The next, he's a creature of destination. And he's got to be gone back to the dust on the account of the fall. And Jesus came to redeem that man. Now I want you to notice, sickness and sin is so closely associated together, it's almost like the soul and body. It's inseparable. Man's got to die, his soul is full of sin, and his body's full of sickness, and death is pronounced on him. He's got to go. His soul is sick and his body is sick. And Jesus come to redeem both of them. That's right. Not just one. His soul, he came to bring complete redemption. And we only have the earnest of our complete salvation now. If there is no divine healing now, there's no resurrection of the body. Correctly. We just have a foretaste of glory divine. What will it be when we see him face to face? What will it be when we, if God Almighty can heal a cancer-ridden person, nothing but a shadow, and raise him up, what will that glorious resurrection be when he comes?